Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
May malaking papel na ginagampanan ang Medicare sa buhay ng mga Australians dahil ito ang sumasagot sa pagpapa-check-up sa doktor o GP, pati pagpapagamot at admission sa ospital. Meron pang libreng resetang gamot na ibinibigay, lalo pat kung ang gamot ay napabilang sa Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Hindi lang mga Australian citizens at permanent resident ang nakakabinipisyo ng Medicare. Pwede din ang mga temporary visa holders, gaya nilang nagka-partner visa, protection, at skilled regional sponsored visas. Pero kung marami ang binipisyo, meron ding hindi kabilang sa cover na gastos ng Medicare, gaya ng pagtawag ng ambulansya kapag may emergency, pagbili ng eyeglasses o contact lenses, pati ang osteopathy, at marami pang iba. Ayon sa senior executive ng private health insurance na Medibank na si Meluch Melisajevic, ang pagkakaroon ng private health insurance ay nagbibigay sa mga Australians ng karapatan na makapili at maibsan ang pasanin o pressure sa public health system.
There's over 13 million Australians that hold private health cover. So it's roughly 53% of the country has private health insurance. And 44% of Australians have hospital cover. So roughly a third might expect to consume or access the hospital system. And then the vast majority of our customers access some sort of extras cover or allied health, and that's your dentist, optical cover, physio, and that's usually with a view of preventative health as well as taking care of various minor health issues. And that I think will be consistent across the industry.
Kapag may ginagawang operasyon o surgery sa isang tao at hindi naman ito emergency o tinatawag na elective surgery procedures, siguradong sasabak ito sa mahabang pila sa mga pampublikong ospital. Pero kapag may private health insurance, ang isang tao pwedeng diretsyong maoperahan sa pribadong ospital at hindi na kailangang maghintay ng matagal. Sa madaling salita, kapag may private health insurance, agad kang magagamot ng doktor na ayon sa kagustuhan at panahon ng pasyente. Yan kapag hindi emergency ang kondisyon. Kaya sabi ni Melisajevic, ito ang dahilan kung bakit marami ang kumukuha ng private health insurance.
So one is a peace of mind, so that should anything happen to you health-wise or your family, you know that you'll be able to get access to the right hospitals and doctors and procedures and have the funds there through your cover to pay for those. Second thing is it gives consumers choice. So choice of doctor, choice of hospital, and ability to really shape their healthcare to their own needs and to their family's needs.
Kapag ginamit mo ang private health insurance sa pagpapagamot, posibleng may excess na babayarin at gap fee kapag ang bayad sa doktor at ospital ay mas mataas kaysa coverage ng iyong private health insurance. Pwede ding babaan ang insurance premium kapag may sapat kang budget para sa excess mong babayarin. May payo naman si Uta Mim na isang senior journalist at private health insurance specialist sa kumpanyang Choice. Kailangan umanong mamili muna kung ano ang bagay sa isang tao na health insurance bago kumuha para sa hospital at extra cover.
Most Australians take out a package for hospital and excess insurance from the same health fund. So it's no reason why you need to take those both covers from the same fund. And quite often it's actually more affordable and cheaper and better cover if you look at it separately and might even take it from two different health funds.
Dagdag pa nito, hindi lahat ng Australians ay kumuha ng private health insurance dahil kailangan nito. Kung hindi, gusto lang nilang iwasang makabayad sa Medicare levy surcharge.
If you earn more than $90,000, you will pay an extra tax if you don't have private hospital insurance. So taking out a policy can actually be cheaper than paying that tax.
Sabi ni Uting Zhang na isang professor ng health economics sa Melbourne University, may mga diskwento ang gobyerno kapag kukuha ng private health cover sa edad na 31 anyos.
The second one is rebates, which provides discounts for people who buy private insurance if their income is below a certain threshold. and that varies by age as well as income. The third one is it's called lifetime health cover, which is designed to encourage people to buy private insurance early on. And for those who don't have it, but they decided to buy it later, they have to pay a penalty, like about 2% loading premium each year for the years after they turn 31.
Dagdag pa ni Professor Zhang, hindi gaanong nakatulong ang incentives na ginawa ng gobyerno dahil maraming residente na kahit may private health cover ay hindi ito ginagamit sa pagpapagamot.
If you have a lot of people buying private insurance because they want to save levy surcharge, but they end up not using private hospitals, it makes no sense at all. So that means it's not a great policy.
At sa tanong na talaga bang mahalagang kumuha ng private health insurance, payo ni Dr. Zhang, dapat pag-isipang mabuti, lalo pat maganda ang health system ng bansa.
So number one, you have to think about if the benefit from a private treatment is important to you, how much it worth to you, like say, shorter waiting time, or choice of doctors, or a private room in a hospital. Like say, if someone want to give a birth and it's very important for her to have a private room, then she might be willing to pay a lot of money to buy private insurance coverage just for that.
Dahil kapag kukuha ng private health cover at hindi naman gagamitin, siguradong dagdag gastos lang ito.
Think about rebates, think about actual tax you have to pay. And a lot of people making decision just because of the avoiding tax. And then some people, they might be willing to pay a little bit more tax, just want to support public hospital, and that's fine. So they're happy to pay Medicare levy surcharge.
Dapat ding tandaan ng lahat na sa bansang Australia, hindi kasali sa coverage ang bayad sa ambulansya kung may emergency. Maliban na lang kung kasama ito sa private health insurance coverage na kinuha. Kaya payo ng mga eksperto, pwedeng kumuha ng ambulance cover sa ambulance cover subscription sa State Ambulance Service. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sneha Krishnan na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.